Now, Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день! This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Arts in Lviv, Ukraine. Drohobych is a city located at the confluence of the Tismanitsa River and Seret, a tributary of the former in the Lviv Oblast in western Ukraine. The current estimated population is near 78,000. Jews had lived in or near Drohobych as early as the 15th century. However, an official recognized community was not established there until the end of the 17th century. From then on, the Jewish community grew rapidly. By 1765, it had reached nearly 2,000. In this period, Jews were involved prominently in the extraction, distribution, and sale of salt that was mined in the Drohobych region. By 1869, the city's more than 8,000 Jews made up 47% of the city's population and constructed the largest ethnic religious group in this tri-ethnic town. The Jews were mostly lower middle and working class, religiously orthodox and Yiddish-speaking. What made Drohobych unusual was the existence there from the mid-19th century of an important oil industry, in which Jews played a major role. The extraction of black coal in the region created a boomtown atmosphere. This made Drohobych a more prosperous and cosmopolitan city than most Galician centers, at least until World War I. Drohobych's Jewish community was also unique in that it produced a number of outstanding Jewish artists. Mauritzio Gottlieb, a founding father of Jewish art, was born there, as was his younger brother, the École de Paris painter Leopold Gottlieb. So was Ephraim Moses Lilian, a friend of Theodora Herschel's, who is best remembered for creating a new Zionist iconography. Drohobych was the hometown of Bruno Schulz, the Polish writer and artist. Schulz taught art in the local high school during the interwar years and was killed by the Nazis in the Drohobych ghetto in 1942. After World War I, the Jewish community of Drohobych found itself once again under the rule of Poland, whose nationalist policy and anti-Semitic inclinations compared unfavorably to the more liberal practices of the now defunct Habsburg Empire. In 1910, the Jewish population had grown to 15,313 under the Habsburgs. By 1931, it had declined to 12,931. In 1939, the region of eastern Galicia, to which Drohobych belonged, was occupied by the Soviet Union. Then, in July 1941, the German army invaded. A bloody pogrom followed on the heels of the German occupation. More than 300 Jews were killed. A year later, in 1942, thousands of Jews were sent to the death camps of Belzec. When Soviet troops arrived at the city in 1944, only 400 Jews remained alive. Today, only a tiny remnant of this once thriving and vibrant community remains. The 19th century choral synagogue is still standing. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Until next time, shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.